Citizens of God, we have been looking at a very interesting topic, the topic of God's love and the fact that God's love is expected to be dominant and leading in our lives. The important thing is that love has never lost a battle, never lost a battle. And Paul could bunker his life on the fact that God's love causes us to conquer. In the last segment, Paul described a number of things that would not allow him to separate him from the love of God. And among the things he spoke about was the fact that neither life nor death, angels, principalities, powers, things to come, things present, height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The scripture is taken from Romans chapter 8. And so we can declare as God's people that nothing shall be able, none of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, as believers, love is a lifestyle of victory through Jesus Christ. Love is a lifestyle of victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Very important to recognize the power of God's love. The power of God's love is immense. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. And so, as people of God, we can bank on the fact that God's love is courageous. God's love is not only give us the ability to overcome every challenge in life, but God's love is actually a courageous kind of love. It doesn't back down. And so we have a remedy for fear in the love of God, a love that I would call or describe as courageous love, rooted in 1 John 4 verse 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. And so we have personally, as God's people, experienced his love. And so we can share our journey of experiencing God's love in how he forgives us. And we know that no one was made righteous except the Lord Jesus Christ. All have sinned the word of God and come short of the glory of God. But the Lord forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from every sin that we have, and has been extending his grace in various ways towards us. And so this morning we have an opportunity to not only experience God's love, but to share God's love. Christ demonstrated this type of exhibition. You know, we handle a number of cases. So we as God's people have an opportunity this morning to share God's love with others. Having been a recipient of God's love, we cannot keep it to ourselves. It's our bound duty to share the love of God with others. Hallelujah. Right as a beautiful man of love, the Father bestowed upon us, we should be called sons of God. So, as recipients of God's love, it is expected of us to share our journey of and the experience we have garnered when God's love is concerned, so that others will come to experience the love with which we can relate and have their own experience of God's love. The writer said in St. John 3 verse 16, Christ declared it, for God so loved the world that he demonstrated his only begotten Son. Why? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord God, so God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He demonstrated, he shared it, it is the expectation of everyone who experiences God's love to share the love of God with others. We'll continue on this segment in the next recording.